Hey, Jules.
What's up?
Are you ready for the thing?
What thing?
You know, the thing.
The thing?
Yasmin, you know the thing, right?
The thingy thing?
Fuck. What?
I don't know.
Nothing.
We're
Was
still
that
just
not the
perfect.
right
Good
answer?
job.
Okay.
Anyway, welcome to another episode of J-Pop Tools versus the World. I am once again joined by my partners in crime, my co-hosts, Yasmin and Rachel. Say hello to everybody.
Hello. Hello.
I have no idea what you just said. That was just noise.
Yeah, we've got a lot of feelings today.
Do we?
Okay.
What do we have feelings about today?
We have feelings about the concept of stress. And I guess we could talk about that. But I also heard that you have news, and I'm more excited to hear your news.
Do I have news? I don't recall having news.
No news?
No. I mean,
Nothing new? Nothing new in your life?
no.
In these last 8 months?
Has it been 8 months?
I don't know, man. It's been 8 weeks, maybe.
We talked about this the
Yeah,
last time we
8 weeks.
recorded?
I think so. Probably.
I don't know.
Eight. It's between 8 weeks and 8 months. That amount.
I'm pretty sure it's been longer than 8 weeks. I know that much, but that's been 8 months?
9 months? A minute.
I don't know about all that, Rachel, but I mean, as far as news goes, there's this shit happening in the world, but do we really want to talk about it?
Well, I mean, when the news is this great, I mean, tell everyone why you've been busy.
Extremely busy with multiple, various annoying things, and also some positive things. Positive thing, I have been working with my fiance to get ready for our wedding that is happening this summer.
Yay. Yay.
That's a whole thing. Obviously marriage is a beautiful thing and all that. Preparing for the wedding is not. You remember in college when we would try to like make events happen and we had to put out paperwork and contact vendors and get approval for shit?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I use those skills all the time.
it's just that all the time. Except sometimes people don't answer you and you're just sitting there like, why are you making me struggle to pay you money? I want to pay you money. You should be coming to me.
Not everybody is money motivated. You know, you've gotta get them where they're, really hungry for it. Like some people are motivated to serve you in the service industry if they think you're cool. So you've got to like befriend your servicer. And some people are more eager to answer your emails if it's extremely short because they're motivated by not reading long emails.
I mean, I'm not writing people dissertations for quotes for stuff. And like, there was this one person we had that we were talking to, and we had gone like back and forth on an exchange, and then they requested information from us, and then we sent them the information, and then they ghosted us.
Oh, was this one of the venues?
No, this was a vendor.
That fucking sucks, man.
You dodged the bullet. They're unresponsive. They suck.
Yes, they do. But yeah, that was positive news that's been happening. But
Yay! Yay! I mean, if there's any excuse for not recording for between 8 weeks to 8 months or more, that would be a good excuse.
I mean, the other reason we haven't been recording is because I have been working with Yasmin and Rachel to track down and torture the person that stole my car in November.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
This close.
We're pretty sure that we found him. I will be running up on the house tomorrow. So I'll let you know how that goes. Cool. If you don't hear from me tomorrow, then just know that I found him. And I have taken him to Mexico, where things will happen.
And if you see anything in the news, like the local news about, like, suspicious fires, just skip over the article.
Suspicious fire.
I mean, yeah.
I can't believe you got a car stolen. I've literally never met anybody in my entire life who has had their car actually stolen. Like, broken into? Sure. Plenty of people have their cars broken into and they get, like, an iPhone charger stolen or, like, the emergency money in their dashboard.
It is because of fucking social media. Like, literally. I'm not joking. I'm not being a boomer. It's literally because of social media. Because
you're right.
The car it's that really I had sad. Was a Kia Soul, and I've always liked the way they looked, but I thought that they stopped making Kia Souls back when we were in high school. So I was like, I'm never going to get one because they're old as shit. So I got it, just being happy that, like, I could get one because I've always liked the way they looked. And I've never really cared that fucking much about social media, so I'm not, like, on the shit all the time, but apparently there was a thing going around about these fuckers called the Kia Boys, where they just, like, it's a bunch of dick-faced high schoolers that, like, break into Kia Souls and shit, and I think it's some Hondas, too.
Oh my god, I've just Googled it, and they spell boys with a Z.
Yeah, they're so fucking cool. Of course. So cool. Just complete alpha males.
This one has his eyes intentionally crossed in his mugshot. This is amazing.
But, yeah, so I forget what years it is. I think it's like 2011s to 2019s or whatever. Because for whatever reason, Kia and Hyundai decided that they didn't want to make those cars with immobilizers in them. So, like, if you get into the car and you pop the ignition off, like, if you take a USB port cord, like, the thick part that would go into, like, the outlet charger or whatever, and put that in the piece of the ignition that you just took off, you can start the car.
Okay.
Fucking insane.
And that's literally all these fuckers are doing, is just doing that and then driving the car for a joyride and then leaving it. Because after that, you can't drive it anymore because you can't start it.
Did you ever find the car?
Really annoying, even more pissed off thing. We were waiting for the police to see if they could find this car for, like, I think it was, like, almost 2 weeks. And not shitting on the police, because they were the most helpful part of the entire situation. But, whoever the fuck it was actually drove the car, like, hold on, let me actually count.
Like, they went to the grocery store, they went to, like,
they drove it, like, 5 blocks and half a street down from my apartment and just fucking left it.
Huh.
Which slightly pisses me off even more, because me and Jasmine were looking to move over there, like, 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The car just went back to where it wanted to be all along.
Okay, well, if the car could have done that without getting completely gutted, that would have been great.
Oh, shit, it got gutted? How do you mean?
Like, so what they do is when they pop off, the, like, panel so that they can get to the ignition. And then they break the ignition. Like, once they take that off, it's broken. Like, you can't put that shit back on. Like, it's broken.
Fuck.
And I don't know. There was one other piece that they also took out of the car. So, like, you couldn't start it at all. Like, the only way to get it fixed is you have to take it back to Kia. You can't even take it to, like, your local mechanic. So, did that. And then there was a bunch of fucking hoops and shit between my insurance and Kia. And, like, at one point they were like, oh, it's gonna be fine, we're gonna fix it, we're gonna pay for it. And I'm just like, oh, cool. $250 out of my pocket, and then I get a car back. But then they were like, oh, Yeah, our bad. The number that we sent you for how much it was going to be that we were going to pay out to fix it, that wasn't an actual number. That was a number we made up for ourselves. Kia told us the actual number, and it's not the number we want to pay, so we're not going to pay it. We're just going to total the car.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
This was after they had already sent me the money for the car, so I was just going to be like,
That is
so
a huge
this is what was going to
fucking procedural mistake
This is
on
what
their
was,
part.
yeah, super huge. This is what was gonna happen. And if you think I'm an asshole for this, fuck you. I feel like it's fair on my part. So they sent me money to give to Kia ahead of time based on the number that they had estimated. And then they were like, oh, that's not the right number. So we're just gonna send Kia the amount. So it wasn't the number, and they were like, oh, okay, we're just gonna total the car, it's whatever. I was still making payments on the car because I'd only had it for like 2, 3 months. So they were like, all right, we're just gonna pay out what the car's worth to your finance company. Don't worry about it, we're just gonna send them the money. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Bye. And then I get off the phone with the person. I'm like, oh, I think these fuckers forgot that they sent me like $2,000. I ain't gonna say shit. I'm just gonna walk away with this
That's
money.
scary. I'd be afraid to have it.
I mean, at this point, I had talked to you about it, Rachel. This was a month after me and you had been talking about this happening.
Oh my God.
This was like a month after you and me had that conversation about what was happening with my insurance. So yeah, I was over it. But I was like, $2,000 for me. Cool. And then they called me back like 5 minutes later and was like, hey, we need you to send that money back
What the fuck?
before we can send the money to your finance people. And I was like, fuck.
What the fuck? That's so irresponsible.
It is.
What
Yeah,
the hell?
their fault.
That's so messy.
They're not supposed to tell you a number until they get a number. And
Yeah.
then they're really not supposed to send you the money until after shit is settled with the garage or the body shop or wherever.
You would think.
Yeah.
So,
I've
yeah.
never heard of this. Well, I mean, it's insurance, so of course it's fucked. Every single piece of like the insurance scheme is fucked
It is.
in any industry, but that's the first time I've heard of this.
Yeah.
I'm
So,
sorry, Jules.
it's fine. So, I had to go, and for whatever reason, even though they direct deposited the money to me, they couldn't just, like, have me give them the money back in a similar way. So, I had to go and get a check to give them. Which means I had to go to the bank and get a cashier's check or whatever the fuck it is, because I'm a fucking millennial in 2024. I don't fucking have a checkbook.
I have a checkbook. What the fuck?
I ran out of checks for the fucking bank account that I have like 2 or 3 years ago, and I don't write
You can
checks. So.
absolutely order more checks.
No, I know I can, but I haven't written a check in like 3 years. Fuck do I need a checkbook for?
I mean,
Like
say
literally,
if I go to a wedding and I want to give them money, I could give them a check.
I literally haven't needed. I could have been using checks for preparing for the wedding and paying for shit, but other than that, I have not needed checks. So,
You know what I really, really love about checks? Well,
what?
actually, since we're on the. You know how sometimes you have to make a bank transfer and they ask you for your account number and your routing number? Oh, yeah, it's right
Rachel.
on the bottom. It's
Rachel.
written on the checks,
Rachel.
right? So I can just, instead of like digging through the website to see where it's written on the website, I can just grab the check from my table drawer
Why don't you just
and
check on your phone?
you know
why
what's
would I keep
also
that information on my phone? What if my phone is stolen or my phone is
Do you
hacked?
not have a mobile app on your phone for your bank account?
I do, but that's the same thing as digging around in it for the fucking at the fucking
Yeah.
website. Like, I'm not gonna figure out where the thing is. I already know where the thing is. It's in my
And you
desk
know what's
drawer.
nice about a check? Like if someone gives you one, You could deposit with your phone. You don't have to fucking leave the home. You could just take a picture. It's like, okay, we got it. And I'm like, hell yeah, money.
I also like that you can order checks, like, personalized. I've got dragonfly checks. I've got puppy checks. Like, this shit is artistic.
Yep.
I would send you a picture, but then you would see my account number and my routing number.
Jesus. But yeah, so that was a thing. And then, actually, update that neither one of you know, because I didn't tell you. So, obviously, we've been looking for a car for me. We just bought one yesterday.
Yeah.
You know how they don't let you take the car off the lot unless you have insurance. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
After everything got situated with the car, I was like, okay, I need you guys to, what the fuck do they call it? Postdate my insurance? I think that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
Like, the car got stolen in November, and I told them I want my money back for December since I didn't have the car, so you were insuring nothing. So,
right.
They did that, and then they canceled the policy because I told them I'm not gonna pay insurance for a car that I don't have. That's stupid.
Yeah.
So, I haven't had insurance because I haven't had a car.
Makes sense.
Right? It does. Like, it makes complete sense. Like, why would I have insurance if I don't have car? So, I'm at the dealer. Everything's straight. Like, drove the car. The car is fine. It's nothing fancy. It's a point A to B car. I just need it to last me.
I mean, what if the Toyota boys catch it? Or what if, like, the Honda boys catch it?
If anybody is trying to TikTok trend this car...
We're gonna burn down their house too.
I don't think I do that. It is a old car. Like we were.
What is it?
We were.
What
in,
is it? 1999 Honda Civic.
We were in high school when this car came out.
Oh, bro! What the fuck?
I'm so excited to tell me what the car is.
I'm not gonna do that on recording. I'll do it off recording. I don't need people trying to
That's
find
right.
me.
That's right. That's right. The Nissan boys might hear.
Nissan boys. No, it's not even. It's not even a car that they make anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. Was it? Is it a Saturn?
Yes.
Oh my god. Here comes the Saturn boys.
I'd love to see that. If Saturn boys exist, like, I'm not even going to come after you. I'm just going to sit here and pray for you because obviously your life is sad.
yeah, because they don't make
collectors.
They stopped making Saturns. And, like, Honda stopped making Saturns in, like, 2010. So if you're a fucking Saturn boy, like, get your life together. But,
I saw a Saturn on the road the other day, and I followed it around for a while because I was so excited.
Why did you follow it?
Well, I mean,
it?
I wasn't doing anything.
We don't see that shit that often. It is pretty rare to see it. When I see that little red logo, I'm like, oh shit, it's a Saturn.
But do you follow it around?
I bet that a lot. I bet people follow around Saturns a lot.
I feel like this is a you thing.
It can't just be me.
I feel like this is a you thing. It's definitely you.
I disagree.
But, so I'm in the fucking, I'm like sitting in front of this guy and I'm trying to apply for insurance because I'm like, oh, it's whatever. Like, my insurance is probably going to be kind of high because fucking insurance is a scam. And I apply, like, I put in all the information and everything, and then I get to the end and it's like, we can't insure you because you haven't had insurance for the last 6 months. And I'm just like,
what? Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't had insurance because I haven't had a car.
In the last 6 months?
It's been
not 6 months.
It's 1 week since we got to see.
Technically, it's been like 4 or 5 months because I had them cancel the insurance based on the date that the car got stolen. So that's December till now I haven't had insurance.
Yeah, but that's not 6 months.
Is a quirk about car insurance that I didn't know.
Huh. Yeah, apparently. So, But this wasn't the insurance company that I had the insurance with, so I'm just like, okay. Like, they're just not taking new people who haven't had insurance. It's whatever. If I go back to my old insurance company and apply for insurance with them, they have to take me back because they know why I haven't had insurance. Like, logically, all this makes sense.
This is starting to sound like an ex-girlfriend thing.
So I apply and I get the same exact message, and I'm just like, well, this shit doesn't make sense. I'm gonna call them and bitch at them now. So I do, and the person on the phone is like, yeah, it seems like it's just not gonna let us do it. And I'm like, okay, but the reason I don't have insurance was because I wasn't gonna pay you guys to insure a car that didn't exist anymore. And she was like, yeah, I know, it makes sense, it's really stupid, but we still can't give you
Save
insurance.
anything. Wow. That's super interesting. So what did you do?
I don't think I can talk about what I did.
Okay, more fire. Got it.
I mean, there might be more
More
fire.
more fire.
But there's other shit that's gonna happen involving this insurance, but for reasons, I'm not gonna talk about it now. But yeah, this has been
Well,
some
I'm
chaotic bullshit
excited
with
for
this
the next
car.
episode.
But yeah.
Wow.
So this is just, it's just been an adventure.
Told them how much more they were gonna charge.
Actually, there is part of it I can talk about. I can talk about how we got the insurance. So how we got the insurance was that Jasmine moved me onto her insurance along with the car.
Oh.
And Jasmine had already paid for April. And like at first, when they were telling her how much it was going to be added on to her account for her payment that was going to be in May, they were like, oh, it's going to be $3 extra.
And then it wasn't three
And
dollars
then
extra.
we both just laughed because I was like, oh, in my head, I was like, fucking car got
This again.
stolen. Car got stolen. The only reason I had that car in the first place was because I got rear-ended in fucking September. Like, shit's going to be super expensive. And then they were just like, it's going to be $3 extra. So I'm laughing, she's laughing. We're like, yeah, do that. Like, I'll give her $3. That's fine. And then the lady runs the shit and she's like, oh, all this stuff just came up. So it's going to be an extra $700 next month.
What?
And then she starts listing all these things that happened, which some of them happened. And she was like, oh, there was a accident in 2019 that you were at fault. And I'm like, okay, that one happened. And she's like, and there was another one in 2022 and you were at fault. And I'm like, no. I actually had nothing to do with that accident. Somebody got rear-ended into me, so I don't know how that's my at fault. And then they also had down that the accident that happened in September, I was also at fault, even though I also got rear-ended.
What the fuck?
And I'm just like,
You know
okay.
that they calculate fault as like being in an accident. So like if you're accident prone, even if it's not your fault, the insurance companies will do anything to save a fucking dime
See, but here's the
and
thing.
still call it your fault.
Here's the thing. Jasmine has the same insurance that I had for everything I just listed, except for the 2019 thing. And in all of those cases, it was determined I wasn't at fault, and they themselves said that I wasn't at fault, which is the part that makes no fucking sense.
The thing that makes no fucking sense is like that you're being penalized for it, but that is the rule. That like even if you're not at fault, just being involved in an accident makes you a risk for them.
I mean,
They suck.
of course they suck. They all
Point
suck.
blank.
Ugh. But yeah.
Woohoo! Wow, big life updates. Kia boys, marriage, amazing.
And fire. Don't forget the fire. It's very important.
Oh well, the fire is definitely a metaphor, and you can't prosecute if we're only talking about a metaphor, so there.
Yeah, that one's a metaphor, but
Yeah.
well, it's not a
Did I
metaphor.
tell you guys I got braces?
No, you did not.
You didn't notice?
No.
It's her, the clear line ones.
We've been over this. I did not notice. me and Rachel were
at braces.
Me and Rachel were at a whole event, and I was looking at her talk, and I did not notice. I didn't know what was going on with her teeth.
I guess to be fair, I don't look at people's mouths.
I do.
That is a new thing that I have learned about you, Yasmin.
It's so I can watch you, like, as you talk, because, like, sometimes auditory, like, registers a little slowly for me sometimes.
Does that mean you can read lips?
A little bit. Well, no, it's just, like, it makes it easier for me to follow what you're saying.
I find it very distracting to look at a person's face while they're talking. I'd much rather focus in on the sound than be pulled in a million directions of, like, trying to make eye contact and looking at the shape of their mouth to figure out what sound they're making. And then also the hand gestures and the closed or open body language and the wrinkled nose. Oh, he wrinkled his nose. Is it disgust? Does he smell something? And then I haven't even paid attention to any part of the conversation. Can you tell I have ADHD?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Not a lot.
But I got braces. I got braces, and they fucking hurt.
Hell yeah, of course. They're going to move your fucking bone around.
Yeah, this is really a wild thing that people do. And, like, kids do this.
Yep.
This hurts.
Yeah.
Yasmin, did you have braces?
Yes.
Did it, like, fucking ruin your life and ruin food for you forever?
I mean,
really?
I mean, it did suck that, like, you know, I couldn't have certain things because of the braces. Like, you know, couldn't have anything sticky. So, like, no gum, no, like, gummy candy, or, like, you know, no caramel or whatever, whatnot. Or anything that would, like, stain your teeth because, you know, so, like, soda.
Then you'll have little boxes on it forever.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, none of that.
I got the Invisaligns, and I can take them out to eat, but I've got these little nibs stuck to my teeth, the attachments, and I can feel them on the inside of my cheeks, and they tickle. So when I chew, it's extremely unpleasant.
Oh, no.
And anyway, my teeth hurt all the time, so I don't even want to chew. And I've got these fucking things in all the time, so I can't, like, drink coffee because the plastic shits are going to be stained brown and it'll look like my teeth are dirt. And just, ugh. Why does anyone do this? Why am I doing this?
Why are you doing this?
Well, I have a lot of teeth problems, and my dentist said that if I realign my teeth and make it a little tighter, I will get less food stuck in between them. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. I freaking hate flossing 50 times a day. Let's push my teeth together. And it's been 3 months, and I want to die.
Jesus.
But I only have another
6 months.
9 months to go?
Ooh.
So by the time we record the next episode, I will have had these out.
Hopefully not.
No, I really do hope I will get them out.
Well, I mean, if chewing is such a problem for you, Rachel, I know somebody who is more than willing to take care of your food for you.
You mean, like, chewing my food and then regurgitating it into my mouth like a baby bird? That would be great.
No, I mean just eating it for you.
Oh, do you mean my dog?
Yes, I mean your dog. Magnus will take
my
care of all of your food problems.
My dog and I are so similar. We are both very food-obsessed.
Yeah.
Very food-motivated.
Oh. I love Magnus, though.
Yeah. He's got a good dog, although he is sometimes a little bitch. Like he'll step on you, he'll jump on you, he acts like like small dogs act, like, because he is a small dog. I don't know. And aside from getting braces, I have also, since the last time we recorded, discovered the joy of firing people.
What the fuck?
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's so much fun.
Wow, I never knew.
Oh, that... it's fantastic. Especially when they're actually a bad employee or they like do something that like deserves it. It's just like, yo, get...
It feels so great. I don't know if I can say that out loud. It feels really good.
It does.
To fire an employee that really honestly sucks. And has made life really honestly bad.
It does. It really does.
Oh my god. I have only in my short career as a middle manager fired three people. But all three times felt really good.
That's it.
Let's hear it. How's your firing record going?
Hold up.
Oh my god, he's like tallying with all of his toes and his fingers.
I think I have 5 in the last like 3-ish years.
Wow. It's necessary, I think. Like there's only so much that a personal improvement plan can do. There's only so much that all the one-on-ones in the world can do if people really like can't or won't change. And like can't or won't meet goals and targets, and can't or won't respect the other people in the company, and can't or won't like just fucking not suck and not be an asshole. And it's just so necessary. I don't know where all of these people go though. Like, how do they survive? And yeah, those are the only two things that have changed for me in the last 8 months, except that I injured my knee and I'm a cripple.
You're not a cripple.
Yeah, I'm not a cripple. It's now offensive to say things like cripple and spaz. I really need to doctor my language a bit in public these days. I guess like as people age, this becomes very common. Like how the generation 20 years older than us still sometimes accidentally says,
yeah.
So I've got to be a little more conscious of joking about the word cripple or other things. Mm-hmm. So what's been going on with you, Yasmin, last, 8 years since we've recorded the podcast?
8 years?
It's between 8 years and 8 weeks, okay?
Wow.
It's only been...
You're right. It's between 8 years and 8 hours.
Oh, well, never mind. It actually has been a while since Yasmin's been on a podcast. Rachel's last time was the 30th of June.
Oh, wow.
Yasmin's last time was November 22nd of 2022.
Nice. Shut up, Yasmin. Really?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Yasmin's last appearance on the podcast was the One Piece Red episode.
Yasmin's busy climbing rocks.
Yes.
Oh, Yasmin climbs so many rocks.
All the rocks.
You know my favorite phrase? Actually, I'm sorry to interrupt. You know my favorite phrase that you guys say?
What? Kick rocks?
Yeah. I don't know anyone else who says that, and it's the cutest, funniest thing I've ever heard.
Saying that when you're mad, just say that they just need to kick rocks.
I don't get it. It's cute, though.
Me neither.
So cute. Go on, Yasmin.
But
tiny cute little Yasmin.
What the fuck? I was saying how actually yesterday I brought two of my friends climbing yesterday, and because they're still in the beginner levels, I was showing them how to do like certain techniques or like how to go through a route multiple times. So a lot of repetitive motions. My shoulders are on fire. Let me tell you.
Fun.
My shoulders and my hips.
Good for you. Getting fit.
It hurts.
Sounds like it hurts.
Exercise is
painful. What about the newbies? Were they okay?
I mean, they're okay. I mean, I tell them to like always stretch as much as they can. If they don't stretch, well, then that's on them.
Doing this for a long time, and I bet you like guide a lot of newcomers into it. Do you have any tips for people who want to get into rock climbing?
I mean, just try to go into it fearlessly. I mean, yes, always be cautious because, you know, accidents will always happen regardless of what sport you do or play. But if you find yourself like a nice climbing community, definitely stick with them. The one that I'm in, like, is extremely inclusive. I do like so many events. They change the routes pretty much every week, so it's always fresh. Yeah, just go for it. Have fun. When you make your first jump or fall from the wall, that'll be the most scariest, and then after that, it'll be less scary.
Mm.
Yes.
And then that you'll sounds impossible.
What the fuck?
I'm just imagining going up and dying.
You will not die.
That's true.
You will be fine.
It's very unlikely to die.
Very unlikely to die.
Are you sure about that? Are you 100% certain?
Julie, shut up!
You're talking like you were going to get Rachel up there. That was never an option.
I know. It's never an option.
Well, I asked. Freak myself out. What else, Yasmin? What else have you been up to?
Well, since it's been, since apparently I've made no appearance in 2023.
A year and a
half. Let's see. I mean, I've gone on a Disney cruise, which was fun.
Disney cruise?
Fuck yeah.
What is a Disney cruise?
Exactly what it sounds like.
It's exactly what it is.
It's literally exactly what it sounds like.
I can't imagine. Huh? What?
It's pretty cool. It's not bad. I mean, yes, there are a whole bunch of kids around, but there's also a lot of things that that are also for adults. So, which is nice.
Who wants to be an adult on a Disney cruise?
Me.
No, I mean if as an adult, if you go on a Disney cruise, don't you want to be your inner child?
Well, that's true. Yeah,
but you're still physically an adult. You don't have a choice.
The difference is that you're going to be an inner child who is also extremely drunk.
Fuck yeah. And this one went to, the Bahamas and all that. So it also depends on what line you're on.
Hmm.
So I think they're making, other ones, but, you know, still in the making, so they haven't announced anything yet, but there might be more ships in the future and more destinations, and not just sticking with here on Bahamas, or to go to I don't remember where else they go. They go to different places, but they might look into doing this doing some in Asia. But yeah, it was fun. Kids loved it. Because I went with my niece and nephews.
Your nieces and nephews are fucking huge.
What do you mean huge? Tall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yasmin used to show us pictures, and they used to be babies. Now they're teenagers and shit.
Are they
tall? Yeah, my nieces are teens now. My one niece is taller than me now. One of the other one, not yet, but she's getting there. But yeah, we no longer have babies. What I call the babies. Babies. And oh man, I didn't know about it because I haven't gone to Disney in like so long. But apparently they have like this like bibbidi bobbidi boutique kind of thing. They could have four girls and four boys as well, because like they could dress up as princes if they want. And they have like the stuff where like you could dress up as like a little princess, they'll do your hair, you could buy a dress, and then you could just fucking wear it like throughout the day. And I'm like, this is cute as fuck. Where was this when I was growing up? Or unless it was there and I just never noticed it. I'm like staring at it. I'm like, yeah, this is hella expensive, but fuck, I want to try it once. I think they might have something similar, like for adults, but that would only be in like the parks and stuff. But this is just the ship, so they didn't have it.
We do that in the park
And
too.
they had like for dinner, they had different like dining halls. So like one of them was based on like the ship that I went on had one based on Avengers, they had one based on Frozen, and the other one based on like old animation. So it was pretty cool. Delicious ass food, delicious everything, honestly. Everything they had on that ship was really good.
That's what I hear about cruises. It's basically just great food, no cell reception.
Nope.
Of course
Nope,
not.
nope. Because
Sounds great.
you're out of country.
Well, sounds great. I Weezer is doing a cruise, the band.
What the fuck? Why?
They've done it before. They just like cruise up and like I think it's with Carnival. They just do a show on the boat every day, and like it's just like Weezer time all the time.
It's just Weezer time all the time.
Yeah.
Oh man.
There was I think that they had like theme nights, like ugly sweater night or like
Stop it.
mustache night.
It
Trivia with the band members.
sounds like you're making gas from Fargo.
Not really.
What? These are all things that should be making you want to go very much.
Well, first of all, how long is this cruise?
No idea. Maybe like half a week to a week.
Because if it's like a 2 week cruise, I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna get sick of this real fast.
Yeah, I don't think that I could be on a boat for 2 weeks. I get pretty car pretty motion sick.
Oh shit, that's right, you do get motion sick.
Oh my god, did I tell you about the time I tried Pilates?
No.
The fuck?
So one of my friends started a Pilates like instructor internship and was trying to get all of the necessary hours of teaching to like be a certified Pilates instructor. And she reached out to everyone and she was like, "Hey, I'll give you like a free Pilates class. I just have to take notes about how you're doing and like ask you a bunch of questions afterwards." And I'm like, "Yeah, I've never tried Pilates. That sounds like fun. I like yoga. I like various kinds of non-boring cardio. I probably would like Pilates." And so I go to her studio and it's this big row of machines. And the
Oh.
machines are just like metal and wooden like springboard things, and you like sit on them and move yourself around with the force of your legs and arms. But the key word being you move yourself around. After a few minutes, I started getting dizzy. And
I
then
cannot.
after 15 minutes, I threw up once and I was like, oh, maybe I ate something bad today. And then after 30 minutes, I was throwing up uncontrollably. And it was super fun. And I realized, oh shit, this is motion sickness. This is vertigo. I literally could not even drive home. It was so bad. And I had vertigo attacking me for the next month after that.
Oh no.
And that's how I learned that I cannot do Pilates, which is kind of sad
Wow.
because it was really fun. And my friend who got into Pilates, she lost like a lot of weight on it. She got real tight. So I was like, yeah, I could do that. That sounds fun. And then I could get fit. And then I was like, yeah, no, I'm gonna throw up everywhere.
Aww.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah. And that's my story about how I threw up in front of a bunch of skinny white ladies.
Oh.
Which I hope we wouldn't repeat on the Weezer Cruise!
Rachel, are you telling me that you're going to this cruise?
I can't convince Jobert to go. He just doesn't like water or boats.
Oh,
which is ridiculous. Like, who doesn't like water and boats?
It feels like the both of you shouldn't be going.
But I mean, like, wouldn't it be fun? We should go.
When is this cruise happening?
No idea. Soon?
Tomorrow.
Whenever she finds out. Whenever she finds someone
Let's
to
go.
Take.
Like, all of a sudden, like, my bags are packed. I get a knock on the door. Yasmin, I called your work. You're off for the next 2 weeks. And I'm like, what? Why?
I now have to look this up. Jobert was talking about it. I can't see it online. Weezer Cruise 2024.
I see stuff for like a tour, but I don't see anything about like a cruise.
Bon voyage.
Weezer announced voyage to the blue planet. That's it. That's as far as it goes.
It looks like they opened a website. Yeah. It was just about their tour. Maybe it wasn't a cruise. Anyway, if they do have a cruise, we should go. And also, are you interested in seeing them at Madison Square Garden?
When is the concert? It depends.
It's later in the year. It's like September 11th. And also the Flaming Lips are there.
Fuck. Maybe? Oh, wait. It's a Wednesday, too.
They're going to have a concert on September 11th?
Yes. Yep. In New York.
Isn't that great?
It's a great way to honor, you know, the lives that were lost in that horrible attack by, you know, getting really, really high and enjoying music.
You say so, Rachel.
I don't know. Potentially. I'll think about it. Because there's, like, some other, like, concerts I was looking into as well.
Mm. Where are we going?
Isn't there... I don't remember when it is, but I think there's supposed to be a concert with Alice Cooper and Rob Zombie.
How old are they?
I'm kind of... 67. How old are they? Oh, old. Alice Cooper. I don't know how old Alice Cooper is. That's actually a very good question. September 7. Holy crap.
Oh, they're really close to each other at the PNC.
Yeah, PNC in Homedale.
It's not that far.
I know. I do want to go, though.
Do it, yes.
I heard that Alice Cooper's concerts are pretty awesome. I'm sure Rob Zombie's are also pretty awesome as well.
It looks like
insane.
There are still tickets.
Yeah, but it's very limited right now. I do have to bring it up to my other friends, see if they want to go, too.
Mm. There are some good seats available.
Sounds like Rachel's ready to go.
Yeah.
Hey, Julia, you want to go?
Nah, I'm a little preoccupied with other things.
Yeah, and it's not your style.
So.
Anyway.
About how at some point I'm going to drag you two down to Disney World and we're going to drink around the world.
Let's go.
I've always wanted to do that.
I'm going to get so... sleepy.
with the team of us, I wonder if we could make it through the 100 beers.
I mean, if we share one glass.
Well, I mean, Jasmine is very interested in doing this, so between the three of us and then her and whoever she wants to bring, I'm pretty sure we'll be fine.
Okay, cool.
Well, except for Jasmine.
100 beers.
Because when you start to get drunk, you want to take naps.
Well, yeah. So,
don't worry. When I get drunk, I rage, so my energy will wake Yasmin up. Right, Yasmin?
Sure.
No panda naps today. We're drinking 100 beers. Oh my god.
Why do you think there's 100 beers?
Isn't there 100 beers at the pavilions? You know, the drink around the world thing?
I don't think so.
Time to look up.
There's so many Blizzard beers.
Disney World Beer Pavilion? What?
I think it's like,
I don't even think Epcot has that many beers.
Epcot definitely has a lot of alcohol. You have no idea.
Oh, they have a beer garden there, that's why.
No, they only have 11. Well, they have 11. What? It says they have 11. Each country has its own alcohol.
Huh. You made yourself more excited than you needed to.
I'm less excited. I'm not going.
What the fuck?
Okay, apparently each one has a beer and a cocktail. So I guess 22 different alcohols.
Okay. I mean, that's doable between all of us.
I'm going to leave the beer to you guys. I'm just going to drink the cocktails.
The fuck? No, you got to drink the beer.
Yeah, at least sip everything. Like a taste.
Yeah, like a taste.
I don't know.
Like a half cup of a taste.
I don't know. There's a Chinese beer. I think I'm going to pass.
Like a full cup of a taste.
Oh, Jules, I have a Taiwanese beer that I think you would like.
Ooh.
I am scared.
Why?
It's called Sweet Touch.
Now I'm very scared.
Why?
Why is it called Sweet Touch?
Because it's like a sweet. Delight. It's got a touch of sweetness.
Huh.
They have lychee flavor and passion fruit guava flavor and grapefruit flavor and muscat grape flavor. They've got the purple grape flavor. I don't know what grape that is called. It's not musket. They've got regular beer, which I recommend.
Interesting.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, anyway, I think so you would cute. Like it.
I guess I will give it a try.
Ooh, eventually. My friend. It's waiting for you. In the bottom of my refrigerator in the vegetable crisper.
Oh, Lord.
What the fuck?
Why is it in the vegetable crisper?
Because I don't have any room anywhere else. My fridge is full of beer.
Why do you have so much beer?
You know
because I'm not drinking that much beer lately. Oh, you know what? That's another change. I'm drinking less.
That's good.
Yeah. And smoking more. No. No. I'm doing things in moderation this year. This is the year of self-improvement for Rachel. Rachel's got That's braces. Good. Rachel's getting fit. Rachel's breaking her kneecaps. Rachel's, you know, drinking less and improving portion size and reading physical books instead of just audiobook listening. And like doing her taxes before the last weekend comes. Shit, I have
to do taxes.
I'm telling you,
y'all need to get it done.
I was so anxious. I'm always anxious about doing my taxes because it's like paperwork, and you get in your head about paperwork, right?
I mean, no one fucking likes doing it, so.
Yeah, of course. And like, there wasn't even the reward of a refund this year because. Thanks, Trump. We got bumped up or down in brackets or something, and blah blah blah. The middle class is being dissolved to bolster the meaningful gains of the 1%. Blah blah blah. Gripe gripe. Moan moan. Cry cry. But also, fuck. It's the first time I've ever not gotten a refund.
So. It sounds like what you're saying is hashtag eat the rich.
Hashtag burn it all to the ground. All of it. And allow humanity's ashes to become the fertilizer that over the next 6 to 20 million years will nourish the amoebas that eventually turn into the next intelligent species. And hope that they do better than fucking us. And yeah, that's how I feel about climate change. We should all just burn.
Oh my god.
By the way, this episode may come out around the time period of International Earth Day. So, Yay. There's that.
Man.
What day is that?
Earth Day?
I don't know what day that is.
It's the 22nd.
Soon.
Of April?
Yeah. Of April.
Yeah.
This is going to come out way before that.
Oh.
Well, then everybody can prepare for Earth Day. Where we will ideally be scorched to death in entirety, all over the planet, dissolving all traces of humanity. Amen. Mm-hmm. Bless.
Man, we're talking about a lot of fire this episode.
I'm in a mood. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could see.
Okay, so Rachel's going to, after this podcast, she's just going to go to her basement and light some candles and sit and watch the Pretty Little Flame dance, apparently.
Fun story, I'm already in my basement.
Oh, so she doesn't have to go that far.
Yeah.
Speaking of pretty flames dancing, one, Yasmin.
Uh-huh.
You need to find a way to take a week off of work.
Uh-huh.
So that you can play Final Fantasy Rebirth.
I mean, I started it.
I need you to hurry up and catch up so that I can fucking talk about things. Well, Rachel doesn't care because Rachel's half watching Jobert play.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, Rachel's half watching Jobert play.
I'm going to take my time, all right?
That's why I'm telling you to take a week off of work so that you can catch up to me in my 65 hours.
Oh my god.
I need to talk about it, Yasmin. And I can't talk about it.
65 hours?
Yes. That's actually probably wrong.
Wait, Yasmin.
What?
Yasmin.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait. If Julian talks about it today, what things do you want to make sure that are... What things would you not want spoiled?
Yasmin likes to go into these things completely blind.
Aha.
Yep.
She hasn't even seen any trailers. Like, nice. At all.
I'm like, the only trailer I'll see would be, like, you know, the first initial one.
I'm the same exact way.
And that's it.
I won't even watch the initial trailer. If Jobert turns it on, I close my eyes, throw my hands over my ears, and leave the room.
That's good.
I don't want to see. Very, very, very exciting. Okay. Then in the vaguest terms, Julian, describe the game with vocabulary and completely different names and completely metaphorical allusions.
Okay, first of all,
in a way that will not spoil anything at all for Yasmin.
Okay, first of all, correction, 70 plus hours.
What the fuck?
Shit.
Wait, actually, let me check how many hours I have on Baldur's Gate. I can't talk.
More than 70, probably.
It is 328.4 as
of
this moment.
Yeah, you can't talk. At all.
It's not that bad. I've seen people with like 600, 700 hours.
But that's four times my Final Fantasy number.
And you know what? It's not even 25% of the hours that I spent on the first iteration of Disgaea 1.
Jesus, Rachel.
What do you mean, Jesus, Mr. 70 hours in the first month that this game's been out?
Hey.
Hey.
There are people with 100. Rachel, I'm not that bad.
I was about to say, Rachel, have you seen some of the people that have been playing, like, Baldur's Gate, like, in their hours?
People Dude, are wild. I'm moderate.
People are wild.
300 hours is very mild.
I'm trying to think. What can I say that won't spoil Yasmin?
Good luck.
It's pretty. It's very pretty.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
It's Breath of the Wild on steroids.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
There's a yaoi moment as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or you're going to interpret it as a yaoi moment because I interpreted it as a yaoi moment.
Oh, I'm excited.
Can I talk about the things that you know are going to happen?
Oh, like the stuff that already happened in, like, in the original?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
The flashback scenes are so weird.
Oh, yeah?
It feels so... Because it's voice acted, and because you know what Cloud sounds like normally...
Uh-huh.
It feels so weird. Like... You know it's Zach. That's actually having the stuff happen. So, like, you knowing that and then hearing Cloud speak...
It is very...
But he's in the cadence of Zach. It feels so... It's done so well, and it just feels so weird.
It's,
like, over-enthusiastic, let's go, like, rah-rah Cloud is so odd.
Let's go, rah-rah Cloud!
Like, you played Crisis Core, right?
Yeah.
Imagine Crisis Core, except it's Cloud, and it sounds like Cloud, and it looks like Cloud.
And it's kind of like, it gives that... Would Uncanny Valley be
Yes, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
But, like, that part was really well done. That's where the yaoi scene happens.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go.
I mean, even in the original, you can fail to rack up points at the Golden Saucer and have a date with, like, Burt Barrett.
Oh, my God. Dude. Can we not talk about this?
Why?
It's my favorite.
Wait, so you... Dates at the Golden Saucer were a thing, right?
Yeah, in the original, for sure.
Okay. I'm not gonna say why, because that'll spoil for Yasmin.
Okay.
I ended up on a date with Barrett, and I didn't know that I was on a date with Barrett.
Yo, let's go. Was he in a sailor suit?
No.
Damn it!
I'm not sure if that would be... Oh, wait, you know about the sailor suit. The sailor suit is in the game.
It's not enough. He has to wear it on the date.
No, he can't wear it on the date.
I would love it if he wore it on the date.
I accidentally ended up on a date with
Barrett. That's how it was in the original.
He wears the sailor suit elsewhere. Actually, he wears it in two places.
That's even funnier.
What else can I say that won't spoil things for you? Well, obviously the Golden Saucer is back. Rachel's gonna hate it, because Rachel hates minigames, apparently.
Yeah, minigames are, like... I'm playing the game so I can play the game. Why would I want to play a different game that's inside that game? Unless it's more of the same game, which it's not, because it's a minigame.
See, I'm a sucker for... Like
anything that's fucking deck quest. Building.
No, like, I'm a sucker for anything that's deck building, apparently. Because I played my first game of Queen's Blood, and I was just like, uh oh. I'm gonna like this game.
Yep.
Back in the day.
Yep.
I played as little of that as I possibly could.
I went into every town looking for people. That was the first thing I did. I was like, all right, who's ready to get their ass beat in some Queen's Blood?
Yeah, because, like, when I went against the first person,
hold on, did I?
Eliminated them.
Wait a minute.
Like, they had no points.
Let me double check. I think I took a picture of it. So I took a picture of it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to send this to Rachel. And I was like, oh, wait, Rachel doesn't like Queen's Blood. This isn't going to mean anything to her. Where is it? Here we go. I 52-0'd a person in Queen's Blood.
Holy shit. Damn, dude.
I was so proud of myself.
I'm proud of you, too.
That means a lot.
Good job, good job.
Fuck, what else can I say? Wait, so if you started playing, then you already know what I'm talking about.
Me?
For what?
You've seen the flashback scene.
Yeah, the one in Nibelheim.
So that we could talk about it. That wasn't a yaoi moment for you?
Wait, which part?
The opening scene that you play through with Cloud and Zephyroth.
I mean...
You're practically panting? And then him calling him a puppy?
No, see, I see the part where he calls him a puppy is because even in Remake, anything that's implicated with Zack, there's that puppy, like, army puppy. So when he said, oh, like, when he called him a puppy, I was like, oh, that's indicating that this is Zack kind of thing. Even in the opening cutscene where it's like zooming out of that fucking, I just lost it, the town or the city, you see very briefly a poster of the army dog. And right next to that photo is a blue apple. And then as it zooms out some more, a white feather is flying. And so that also indicates Zack. So, like, there's a whole lot of, like, symbolism in here. I didn't see it as a yaoi moment. I just saw it as, like, oh, this is indicating more stuff about Zack.
Oh, Yasmin, you're right, but also...
See, I understood all that.
Can't be both.
Yeah, I understood all that, but I was like, yeah, they did that for fan service. That was for Yasmin and Rachel specifically.
I mean, yes, it's nice, but...
Wait, so then since we've all seen... Wait, have you seen the beginning, Rachel?
I only saw the very important part. I didn't see the beginning. I only walked in to see Joe had started the game when... a very certain someone popped up and surprised everybody. And I don't know how much Yasmin has seen, so I won't say anything else.
Where are you, Yasmin?
Oh, I just started the second chapter.
Oh, so you've seen.
So I'm only in calm.
So then you have seen. So then you played as a certain someone.
What?
Who have you played the game as?
Cloud? As Sephiroth?
Anybody else?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna
show you. Oh, is that in the beginning?
Good. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's what I was talking about. Shit like that happens all the that's a thing. That everything
involving that's that can the first thing you do in the game.
I couldn't remember. So much shit has happened, I couldn't remember.
And I didn't know exactly where.
Listen. So much shit has happened involving this man, I don't remember when things happen anywhere. That's why I'm trying to determine how much I can say without spoiling things for you. I don't know. It's just a great game. So many things are different and not different.
I feel the same way every time I start a new save file of Baldur's Gate.
God damn it, Rachel. Didn't you just hear me say I'm 70 hours into fucking Final Fantasy Rebirth? I don't have time for this.
Baldur's Gate is so good, though. It's going to ruin gaming for you.
I don't have time or space. It is
literally one of the best games that has ever been made.
That's it.
It's converting people who don't even like RPGs and Dungeons and Dragons.
It's getting people to really like Dungeons and Dragons now.
That's a thing.
And I love it. Because I love playing Dungeons and Dragons now.
Wait, are you saying you've played Baldur's Gate as well?
No, I haven't, but I've seen, like, a few plays.
Do you guys want to get on a game of Baldur's Gate right now?
I don't own the game.
You can, Rachel, you can make decisions for me.
It's 11 p.m.
You have to go to bed. You have work.
But, like, my job is playing Baldur's Gate.
Rachel. Like,
yes, I have a profession and a job that, you know, I have to go to during the day to make money for my life. But, like, what is my job as a human being? What is my task? Like, what is the meaning of my life in this universe? Like, does God exist? I don't know. Probably not. But, I mean, like, do I have to play Baldur's Gate? Yeah.
God damn it, Rachel.
So what's, really your, good, so what's your, so what's your, whatchamacallit?
What,
like, what am I rolling?
Yeah.
The thing is, so you can roll any of the classic jobs like druid, rogue, pally. You can roll like a hunter or just warrior, monk. I've played all of the professions, and I even did a run where I had one level in all of the 12 professions.
Oh my God, super
It was
multi-class.
so great. Also, my character was super weak and I couldn't kill anything.
Was about to say, I don't think you'd be able to do anything. You couldn't even get to like level 3 in some cases.
The cool
That's
thing
where the good
about it,
stuff is.
though, is that you can beat the game in ways that are not just combat and battle. You can get around combat through conversation. The discussion branches are like super, super infinite, and your class opens up different skills and opens up different dialogue options, and having so many classes helped me to make go through the game mostly just by dialogue.
That's true. Who did you romance first, by the way?
So I'm a very monogamous person, as you know,
Okay.
and I've only ever romanced Asterion.
Of course, of fucking course.
I
Oh my
didn't mean
God.
to. See, I was trying to romance Lizelle, and then Asterion came on to me, and I was like, yeah, sure, why the fuck not? And then I was ruined. Yeah, I can't romance anybody else because it feels like cheating. The game feels that real.
God damn it, Rachel.
No, I'm
Stereo
telling
rules,
you.
though. He's like the
Even
favorite,
rolling a
though.
totally different character, it feels like cheating.
Okay, how about this? I am in chapter 12 of Rebirth. I'm pretty sure I'm near the end. After I finish with Rebirth, I promise that I will not start another playthrough, and I will instead buy Baldur's Gate and start playing Baldur's Gate.
Oh boy, here we go.
Let's get it.
I'll play with you.
Of course she will.
Will be fun. We should stream it.
We should.
That's a thing.
Oh. Hey Rachel, how many accomplishments or achievements have you done?
I've only gotten 30 something, 34 out of
I'm
50
only
something.
curious because like there's that one the
Oh,
one where
which
you
one?
with the mind flayer.
Oh, I got that.
You got the mind blown one.
Yeah. I was curious.
Do I want to know?
No, you can't know yet.
You know what? I lied. I have 39 achievements out of 54, so I can't get any more, or I won't have my favorite number anymore.
Oh my God.
You know, the entire reason that I multi-classed all of the classes was because there was an achievement for it, and I wanted to get 39 achievements.
Of course.
Obviously.
There's
Of course.
I'm just curious, what's your favorite class so far?
You know what? Early game, Paladin w was the most fun. Late game, I really, really enjoy Wizard. And I really, really enjoy Warrior.
Oh, like fighter.
Yeah, fighter. The action surge just
Oh,
means
it's
you're
so
like
good.
tearing shit up like infinitely. Like nobody has even gone yet, and you've jumped into the middle of the room, killed the boss in the first run, and then two of his, side minions already. Everybody else is just like, just pick them off with the bow. It feels so good.
Yeah, my character in the D&D campaign I'm in right now is a cleric, but I did draw from the deck of many things, and I did get a knight, and I made him into an Eldritch Knight, which is under a fighter class. Oh
Nice.
man, it's a lot of fun.
What kind of cleric was?
Originally, I was a life cleric, But after like certain circumstances, I made her change into a grave cleric, which is also a lot of fun.
Interesting circumstances.
Because we went from the Curse of Strahd campaign, and we actually finished it, and our DM gave us the permission to respec our characters, and so like if you wanted to do a change, you could. And I said, oh, maybe my character has seen so much fucking death from like the last bit of the campaign that maybe she wanted to change, or her beliefs started to like quiver a little bit. And so I changed her to a grave cleric, which was really interesting. And it's been working out so far. I've been wrecking shit.
And healing. Wild.
Jesus.
I think the game is also really, really fun because you know all the stuff you do in like tabletop D&D, like suddenly you decide you just want to like pull a tree out of the ground and throw it at someone. You can like, or you want to like pick up an enemy and throw him at another enemy. You can do that shit. You can push people off ledges. You can throw people around. You can interact with stuff that looks like it shouldn't be interactable, but it is, and like do totally random stuff to make your playthrough completely unique. Like I've never been able to replicate the same results even when I try to. And I mean, it's just so, so well made that it's like playing tabletop D&D. Except the graphics and the sound effects and the music and like the storytelling are wow. Also, it's got an easy mode where if you keep failing at your dice rolls, the dice will be a little nicer to you.
That's funny.
So that's me.
No, Rachel.
No, because I have really bad dice rolls.
Oh no, you're a cursed roller.
Yeah.
Oh no. My whole life.
Poor Rachel.
My whole life. Ugh. I'm not here to be honor moding. I'm here to enjoy my gaming experience.
That's fair. But it's been a minute, it's been a while. I think we should wrap up this episode, but before we do, I would like everybody to say give a recommendation. We haven't done that in a while. Like of things that we're watching or reading or whatever. It's been forever since we did that, I think. I'm pretty sure that the last time we did that was further back than Yasmin's last episode.
Oh, jeez. What would I recommend?
I recommend Buddy Baldur's Daddy.
Of course you would.
You know what? Yeah, of course I would. But look, it's not a yaoi thing. Not a yaoi thing.
Whatever you need to tell yourself, Rachel.
Oh my god.
The thing is, I wasn't gonna watch Buddy Daddies.
Until?
Everyone was like, hey, it's just, you know, jumping on the Spy Family train. Oh, two assassins raising a kid. Ha ha. Oh, B-movie. It's a B-movie, but spread out over like 12 episodes with every like American corny television show cliche in the book, and it's honestly excellent. It's funny, it's a good watch, it's well animated, the characters are charming, there's crazy scenes because the characters are for some reason assassins, and they're very different. It's not a gay thing, in case you hate gay things, but it can be seen through gay glasses if you love gay things, so definitely go for that. Yeah, I recommend it. Buddy Daddies.
Buddy Daddies.
Okay. Yasmin, anything from you?
I'm trying to think. What things have I read?
Also, Buddy Daddies.
Oh, I also recommend. But I haven't watched it, so I can't recommend it. I'm trying to think, like, what have I read? I mean, I've picked up wouldn't, like, haven't finished. Oh, you know what? I'll do this for my friend. So, my DM, he has written a book. It is pretty interesting. It would be considered a Western, but it does have, like, some, like, fiction fantasy kind of aspects to it. Fairly interesting. You can find it on Amazon. Unfortunately, he hasn't been able to, like, stretch out beyond that. Potentially, in the future, he can. Mm-hmm. He is writing the sequel to that book at the moment. The name of this book is called Winds of the West, The Dead Man's Hand. Or you could search it up by his name, Mario Piumelli. Last name is P-I-U, M as in Mary, E-L-L-I, the third. And, yeah, it's fairly interesting. The synopsis, I didn't think I was going to like it just because it's not a genre that I would normally pick up. But to my surprise, I ended up really, really, really liking it.
Love Westerns. Yes. That's awesome.
Yes. It's very good. It does come, you can get it as a Kindle kind of thing, or you could even get it as a physical copy, so you can order a hardcover or a paperback. Paperback is under Amazon Prime as well, so you can get it quick if you like having physical copies.
Okay, good job.
I don't know about you, but I love, like, messing up a paperback. Like, just, like, murdering paperback books, earmarks. Priest covers.
What the fuck, Rachel?
I would never do it to a book that doesn't belong to me, but, like, I love, like, the feeling of a well-read book that has been,
like a worn book. Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking, I guess. Nothing better.
Quick side note. Just, like, it's very, very fast. The current campaign that I'm in for our D&D thing does revolve around a lot of characters that come from various books and literature. And our DM has absolutely put some of his characters from his book into the fucking campaign. And, like, 3 out of 4 characters are bad people, so I'm in danger, but it's gonna be fun. It's a good time.
Wow.
That sounds great. And just to give Rachel's recommendation a little more oomph, it apparently did win Best Original Anime.
No shit.
Wow.
Well deserved.
I'll finish it eventually. I think I have like 4 episodes left.
Nice. I would say that the last 4 episodes are the best 4 episodes. The first 4 episodes are not the best episodes. There's a lot of, like, tiny child screaming.
Don't the whole show is about tiny child screaming?
Yeah, but for the last 4 episodes, she's asleep. For most of it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to ask questions. My recommendation is going to be X-Men 97 on Disney Plus. Anybody that tells you it's bad or that it's woke, they're insane.
Jesus.
That's what the fucking show is about.
Exactly. That's why they're insane.
It's about fucking race and inclusion. Holy shit.
You would be surprised how many people are bitching about it being woke and being ruined because they made it woke.
Oh no, I forgot that there were minorities in X-Men because I watched it when I was an idiot 4-year-old.
But
that's how they sound.
They do. I mean, I don't think you sounded... Obviously, you couldn't sound as dumb as they sound because you were just incapable of sounding that stupid. But, yeah, well, that's basically right. How they sound.
No minorities in X-Men. It's not about the Holocaust at all. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it picks up where the original cartoon series left off. And it's just... It's really good.
Oh.
The 4th episode comes out tomorrow. It's fucking great.
Seen any of it yet, but I'm really excited.
I feel like you'd like it.
I will. I know I will. But stuff I'm not willing to wait for episodes in between episodes.
I understand. If this wasn't X-Men, I wouldn't be waiting for episodes in between. There's something for everybody. There's typical X-Men fighting stuff. There's the whole soap opera stuff that X-Men is known for. There's currently a fucking love triangle storyline happening that nobody saw coming.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a whole thing. I want to take this opportunity to fulfill me and Rachel's apparently must-have contract to talk shit about either something related to Disney or something related to China.
Oh, fucking Z.
I don't
know.
I don't appreciate how Marvel tries to redeem Cyclops and make him not a shithead. And I disapprove of everybody trying to say that the Cyclops slander needs to stop. You're all wrong. I'm sorry.
Isn't he meant to be like a kind of a heel?
Not a heel. Like, Cyclops is... Like, everybody is saying that we all owe Cyclops an apology because we all talked shit about him and thought he was a Boy Scout and a stick in the mud.
Nobody...
And he is a Boy Scout. He is a Boy Scout and a stick in... No, we did. Everybody did.
Yeah.
Because he's a Boy Scout and he's a stick in the mud. And he is a...
What's wrong with that?
In the terms of X-Men, it's... Like, it's not bad, like... evil, it's just bad, like, annoying. Like, we're trying to have fun. Go away.
We all need that one friend, though, who, like, moms us.
Yeah, we all recognize that. Yeah. We all know that we need him, but, like, in the moment, you're still gonna be like, meh. Mm. But that's not even that's not even the part. Like, it's a spoiler thing that I can't talk about, but I just want to voice my displeasure with them trying to make him an upstanding gentleman, when in reality... In the comics, he was very much not an upstanding gentleman in the storyline they are having. But anyway, show was fucking great. You should watch it. Every recommendation that we had just now was great. Buddy Daddies, X-Men, Yasmin's Friend book, Winds of the West. I looked it up. The cover art's nice.
Cool, right?
Yeah, it's very fucking intimidating, suspenseful cover art. I don't know who any of those people are, and that one guy's trying to shoot me. I don't appreciate that, but... It looks very
But that's
nice.
That's the main guy. That's the main guy. His name is King.
He's the main guy?
Yeah. It's a Western.
I thought he might have been the main villain. I don't know.
Nah.
He has a very badass anti-hero look to me.
I mean, it's better read it you can find out.
But I am absolutely
It's very good.
But I am absolutely terrified of this ridiculously buff Christian man with an axe on the right side. There was something just very unsettling about that man. But on that note, we're going to wrap this up. I am hoping that we can do like podcasts once a month, at least. But it definitely won't take another fucking, like, damn, it was 9 months.
Was it? Oh shit, I got it wrong.
Because me and you did the Julian and Rachel episode in June, and it's April now, so it has been like 9 months.
So it wasn't between 8 hours and 8 months.
I promise the next episode won't take 9 months, but we will see you.
9 hours!
Yes, none of us are going to sleep. We're just going to record a new episode 9 hours from now.
While we play Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, then we can see what class that Julian's going to choose.
I just want to know what he does at the Grove.
I'm scared.
I just want to know what person he's going to try to romance.
Oh, I'm romancing that fucking hot red chick.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah, that is a good choice.
I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it.
You'll love her.
Imagine you feel it's going to be really funny. It's going to be really funny if Julian accidentally romances Gale.
I also accidentally romanced Gale a little too much. It's really easy. All you have to do is feed him magic items, which
and then
you have
he's
to
just
do,
like,
otherwise
I love you.
Explodes.
And he's like, I love you. And it's like, aw.
No, I had to kill him because he stole a scene that Asterion was supposed to do. Because his love points were higher because I gave him the stupid... magic item.
Oh my god.
So dumb. Had to kill Gale. Whoops. And that's why I became the wizard. And that's how I figured out I really like being a wizard.
I mean, through murder. Magic, like shooting magic is fun.
And it's so useful, the utility.
It's so useful. Mm. So useful.
But on that note, we're going to wrap this up. I've been Julian, they have been Yasmin and Rachel, and we will see you next time.
With Karlach.
Whoever the fuck that is.
It's the red chick.
Oh, that's
the hot red chick.
Karlach?
That's her name.
Yeah, her name is Karlach, and she's the fucking best.
You don't like the name?
No,
is
that I don't what like, that? I don't like the name.
It'll grow on you.
It'll grow on you.
As I'm hoping she will as well. Good night, everybody.
Oh my god.